All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District. Today is Tuesday, November 26th. It is 1:35. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So, everyone, for the call to order, if you could state your name for the record and the recording, we'll start with the board. Steve, do you want to start?
Steve Lasky here.
Devin Anderson here.
David Hutchison, UCLA.
All right, that's everybody that I show. We have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. I don't think you guys have met Christy. She's our new assistant that's helping, so you'll get to know her going forward. So, Christy, is there anyone there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay, perfect. We'll go then to our consent items, which are the minutes from our July 15th meeting. Board, do they look accurate? And if so, can we get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of July 15th, 2024.
Thanks,
And I
Steve.
second that motion, Devin.
Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
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 Great, that's unanimous. All right, we'll go ahead then and go on. We'll do the tentative budget now for 2025 and turn the time over to David.
Okay, so for the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District, zoom in here.
Thanks, David.
Oops, a little too much. All right, so here's a summary. I'm going to go to the general fund first, and we can work back to the summary if you guys would like to look at that. It's just a compilation of all three of the funds. So just as based off of the base financial plan, I pulled these numbers in. So if there's any changes in the final bond documentation, then we can update that. But to start in the general fund, I have budgeted here developer advance $27,275 to cover administrative fees of accounting, insurance, legal, and some miscellaneous, just in case there, which would be an ending balance of zero. And then for the 2025 budget, we've budgeted 51,000 of developer advance to cover 17,850 of accounting, 9,025 of auditing, insurance of 4,275, and legal of 19,850. Any questions on the general fund, comments, concerns?
So, board, just so you know, we went out, looked at a couple different insurance carriers. So, Utah Local Governments Trust is still the lowest. So, their liability and officers and directors, that one comes out to be $3,500. And then there's $775 for the treasurer's bond. So, that's how we get to the $4,275 for the insurance, just FYI.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. So going on, I'm going to skip the debt service, come back to that one after the capital projects. In the capital projects, we have revenues from bond proceeds, series 2024 of $12 million. We have budgeted 554,642 of bond issuance costs, and I have allocated $1 million. So just as a placeholder for now, I wanted to talk to you guys to see what get your feedback of how much you guys anticipate through the remaining portion of the year would be developer, I mean, excuse me, capital outlay.
So I would anticipate our construction draws coming in at about 350,000 per month.
Okay, so that's pretty close to the $1 million then. Should I just leave it at the million then, or increase it just in case something comes in a little bit higher?
Well, there's only two for the
Oh.
year, so
Sorry. I was thinking October. My bad. It's November is when these were issued. You're right. Should I leave it at a million or drop it a little bit then?
I would say maybe we drop it to 850, gives us some cushion if something goes higher, but I don't really expect it to.
Okay.
The other thing too is, so we'll have this one. I'm trying to think, Stephanie. We only pay one more this year, right?
One more this year, right?
That's correct. We'll have the November pay application that'll pay out in December, but
Yeah,
that'll be
we can cut that number in half to 500,000. That would give us cushion, and I don't expect us to pay but one more this year.
So you've already paid the 350 for November, and you're anticipating another 350 for December?
I think we paid a little more than 350. I think what was November, Stephanie? Do you recall?
It was right about 380, I believe, that was the October payout due in November.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saying this four, and if we kept an extra 100 just in case, is there a downside to over budgeting by 100?
No, it'll all just carry over into the next year if it doesn't get used. But it's actually a little advantageous to over budget a little bit, so in case the expenses do come in a little bit higher, then you don't have to go through and amend a budget.
Gotcha. So yeah, I'd say we reduce it to 500 and we'll be good for this year.
Well, let's see if so. If you've already had 380 plus, you're expecting another 350.
You don't have the 380 in this number you're saying.
No, I do not.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, then Steve, we need to include, so we would have had 380 that paid out in November, but then we had roughly 160 that paid out in October. So we've processed September and October pay applications already, so we're just be pending the November.
So is the 160 in this number already, or is it this part of the million?
So I was just putting an estimate of what we would think is the total number of expenses for capital outlay for the entire year.
Gotcha.
So
Gotcha. I'm
anything in
sorry, I
October,
misunderstood.
yep.
So I
So
think.
I was just going to say, so if we've done 160, 380, and if we say another 380, we're up at 920,000.
Yeah, I think we're good to leave it at the million then.
Okay.
Okay, I will. Let me just delete that real quick. Okay, we'll leave that at a million. All right, with that, that'll get us to 7,446,358 of ending fund balance that would carry over into 2025, with an expected or estimated $50,000 of interest income. And then I just wanted to make sure if you guys have not elected interest, or excuse me, income investment options through UMB, that's something that you guys can look into. We can talk to UMB about providing the different options for you guys to elect.
We have it. It has been selected.
Okay, perfect. This is probably lower than what actual will be. I was very conservative on the estimate just to make sure that we're not over budgeting on income. And then we just have the entire amount of what is interest plus the beginning balance to be as allocated as capital outlay for the year. Okay. So with that, going back to debt service. We have 2,999,000 being transferred in from the capital projects fund for capitalized interest and the surplus fund, the series 2024. So 1,980,000 and 1,019,000, and then for interest income for 2025, just estimated conservatively at 40,000 to get us at a total funds available of 3,039,000. We'll have paying agent fees coming out of those funds, and that will get us to an ending fund balance of $3,035,000. Any questions, concerns, or comments, other updates you'd like to make?
Yeah, I'm just going back through that. Are you saying there's only $3 million left?
So this is funds of the
For
12
25.
million. So 12 million was received.
Yep.
3 million is transferred out of the capital
yep.
projects fund into the debt service fund.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, for capital projects, we'll still have the
7.4. Okay. That's
7 million. Right. So there, I mean, with that million there, there's, we'd say 8 million. But
yep. Gotcha. No, that's what I thought.
Okay. And then, yeah, for debt service, this is just dedicated for future capitalized interest. We'll pay the interest payments in the coming years until that comes down to zero, until property taxes can start to flow in and help.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions or concerns, comments? Okay.
Hey board, the process is going to be then that we're going to approve this tentative budget as outlined. What I do need is if everyone can look at your calendar for me. So what we have to do is we're going to have a public hearing. And that in the public hearing, once we get done with the public hearing in the same meeting, we'll adopt the final budget. So we have to post that for a week. So if you guys could look, when could we have that public hearing? When would work for all of you guys to be there?
Could we do Friday the 6th?
That would work for, yep. We would get it noticed tomorrow.
Works for
me.
I
can make that work for myself.
Hey, what time, Devin?
I think I'm pretty open on Friday the 6th. Anybody else have some constraints?
We have a meeting
at
11, so we're tied up at 11. Other than that, we're open. Steph?
Yeah, I'm booked from 8 to 9.
Okay.
Sometime after 11. I'm open the rest of the afternoon, too. So.
Okay, perfect for me.
Yep. Works
what
for
do you
me.
Want to say, then? Say 1:30. Does this time work?
1 o'clock works for me.
Me too.
Okay. All right. 1 o'clock then on the 6th. So here would be the motion that I need. I need you guys to approve the 2025 tentative budget as presented, and then to have a public hearing on December 6th at 1 o'clock.
Make a motion to approve the 2025 tentative budget as presented and formalized on Friday, December 6th.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Now that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything else that you need to talk about or you want to bring up?
I do not.
I'm good.
I think the only question that I have, and I'm just going to kind of compare this to the Black Desert Pit, since we all know that I'm a part of that one. Do we need to open some type of like operating expense account outside of UMB? I don't know if this is set up the same way that we'll start receiving like tax checks back from Kane County the way we do Washington County, or.
Yep, it should be the same.
Okay. All right.
So
we'll get together. I'll get with the two of you and we'll figure out where we want to open that account, because we'll need one that we open, because the tax checks that come in actually have to be transferred back to UMB Bank. And then there's kind of some secondary payments that'll come in that we can put in an operating account to help pay like the CLA invoices and the Snow Jensen invoices and things.
Okay.
So, Steph, once you guys get that open, will you just loop back in with David so those guys can help keep track of it for the financial statements?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll need to. I'll probably get together too. I'll work on that when I get back from the holiday next week. So.
Okay, no problem. Whenever you get it, that works.
And if you can, just try to make sure it's a qualified bank with the state of Utah. That would just give you better options in the future if you wanted to tie it to a PTIF account so that the county directly can, well, can transfer those funds directly for the property taxes.
So, Steph, just do one of the big banks or credit unions. They're all included. It's when you get to the smaller ones that you'll have an issue. But stay with something big. Hey, if there's nothing else, only thing I need is a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Devin.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Hey, thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thanks,
Have a great
everyone.
day,
Bye.
everyone.
Have a
Have a
great
happy
holiday.
Thanksgiving. You guys, same.
Yep.